control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include all kinds of stuff, like the archives, the bulletin board system, and live streaming. Go get it all on us at freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, and you can talk about anything. Zach in South Carolina on the AMP line. Hello, Zach.
Hi. I want to talk about the Governor Sanford's hit list here in South Carolina. But first, I have two good legislative things happening here. First, a bill to outlaw texting by teen drivers in South Carolina was failed today.
Oh, it failed?
And yes.
Wow.
And another that I'm not that familiar with, I just found out about it today, but it looks like it's all but final, is that our state is going to lease out the spectrum, the radio spectrum used by the public broadcasting to private companies to be used for a statewide Wi-Fi system.
That's you don't mean like radio broadcasting. You mean up in the Wi-Fi range in like 2.4 gigahertz or whatever.
I'm not totally familiar with it. I just saw a short clipping of it in our newspaper today.
So they're going to use what part of the bandwidth again? Whose bandwidth?
I don't know what part. It's whatever the spectrum is that they're using right now for public broadcasting. Apparently, part of that is going to be leased out to private companies.
I don't know how they're going to make that work, but okay. I don't know. Very strange. I don't know how that the FCC ties in there. I didn't know that any state governments had the ability to mess with the spectrum. I thought that was pretty much a federal task. But nonetheless, what's this hit list you mentioned?
Well, the other day you mentioned that if it was only one liberty-minded individual, as it seems to be here in South Carolina with our governor, it could be really hard to get stuff done. And it has been for several issues where the legislature has gone against the governor, especially on spending, with overturning 200-something vetoes.
And so he vetoed 200 bills, and they overturned that.
Yes, it was, I believe, like a line item veto in the budget, actually. So he vetoed a lot of pork in the budget that they overturned.
They like their pork.
And there have been rumored to be a hit list by him for some of the big spending people, especially the Republicans here, because he's a Republican, to get more fiscally conservative members in the House.
Well, I wish him the best of luck with that. I mean, from what we've seen with the Ron Paul campaign around the country, there was an instance recently in Nevada, Mark, you might have heard about this, where the Ron Paul activists came in and literally took over the convention. They had enough people to force through some sort of a rules change, and as a result of that, things took longer than expected, apparently, or maybe they dragged it out. I don't know what exactly the inside story was, but essentially, the state party then pulled out of its own convention. They claimed
they walked out.
Well, they claimed they had to end it because the room rental was done.
But the hotel said it was okay.
Did the hotel say that?
Yeah, the hotel. They were asked. The hotel said it was fine. Oh, don't worry about it.
So, best of luck to him on that one, and thank you for the call, Zach. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So I mean, the system is so entrenched. The good old boys are in there, and they do not want any challenges to their power. And when one of them comes up, like the Ron Paul activists out in Nevada, and also they've been rebuffed elsewhere, but Nevada's the most recent example of it. It's just amazing to watch it happen. Everyone thinks that the system's going to work, and
right.
that
they
all
think
we
that
have to do is get
it's a representative
people.
Democracy, and,
yeah, just
and these people are going to follow the rules, and they're not going to follow the rules. Really, they're not.
You know, when I first heard about it, Mark, I thought, yeah, this might. When we were first really into the whole Ron Paul campaign a few months ago, before the primaries, and there was all the publicity and the hubbub surrounding it, and we started seeing stories about these Ron Paul activists showing up at party meetings, and I was thinking, well, maybe if they actually get enough people to infiltrate the parties, then maybe they'll be able to do something. I mean, the Libertarian Party's been infiltrated and watered down successfully, so certainly...
How naive we were.
Certainly the Ron Paul people could get into the old GOP and start changing things from the inside, and... No, apparently that's not so much going to work for them. I mean, it's not working yet.
They're certainly going to fight their tooth and nail to keep the power is just too great when it comes to the presidency. And these two organizations, the Republicans and the Democans, they've got that locked down.
Well, they don't want
they're the only two organizations in America that from which the president can arise, and they're not going to let that go.
No, they've been working for a long time to achieve their positions of power over others, and they're not going to let some kids wearing Ron Paul t-shirts come into their convention
and start
changing things.
And they're certainly not
going
to be held to their fiscally responsible axioms that they
mantra.
Spout all this stuff about they're the fiscally conservative party. Hell no, nobody's going to hold us to that.
Right.
We don't have to tell the truth. We're Republicans.
So they had these, the set of rules in place, and they claim to follow their own rules, but yet when enough people come in who are willing to follow their rules and manage to make a change, it gets scary, and it's okay, we're going to shut down the convention now. Oh, whoa, too many Ron Paul supporters here. Let's just call it off.
Yeah, they just
How
walked out. They could, and the Ron Paul supporters didn't have quite enough for a quorum.
Interesting.
A few more people, and it would have made a difference.
Hmm. Well, we'll see. I mean, maybe they'll have some success. It's possible. Still interesting to watch. I'm not going to waste my time participating in it, though. And a lot of people have been upset earlier this week. I revoked my membership in the Libertarian Party. And, of course, the party adherents are saying things like, "You're a coward!" Really? What am I afraid of, exactly? Afraid of going to a boring meeting and bickering over policy and over internal party politics for an hour or an hour and a half? I mean, one of the threads about... There was a blog post about me leaving the Libertarian Party because I posted on Freekeen and someone took that and reposted it at, I think, Third Party Watch. And so I found it because I have a search going all the time for Free Talk Live on Technorati, and that's how it popped up. And I went there and I read some of the comments, and the comments... Just a few of them started out commenting on leaving the party and that sort of thing. And then the rest of the comments were just a debate about, party politics. It was just like sitting in a Libertarian Party meeting, reading that crap going back and forth.
You know, and yeah, I mean, I can totally understand where you're coming from. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with cowardice. I mean, I was out there on the front lines for the LP for years in the early part of this decade, and... Sorry, I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. I feel like we're having some real success here in New Hampshire. Even the politicos here in New Hampshire are having success, but they're not doing it necessarily as the Libertarian Party. The most successful political organizations here are completely independent from the parties. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has nothing to do with party affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing whatsoever. And they are, I think, by far the most successful political organization here in New Hampshire.
I would agree.
I don't even know what the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire does. I think they have a gun raffle from time to time, and I know they exist.
I bought tickets.
Yeah, there you go. So, some people have been upset. They're upset that I would not show solidarity in this time of need and that I quit a month before the convention. And I guess that it's not like I was going to go to the convention. They'd have to pay me thousands of dollars to get me to go to that convention. Because they're boring, number one. And secondly, we only give freebies to the Free State Project.
Well, they're not free. They're value added.
Okay, whatever. I wasn't going to go to the convention, so maybe they're just upset that me quitting is going to encourage other people to quit. Maybe that's the idea, because a handful of our listeners sent emails and called in and said they were going to resign as well. But what the Libertarian Party did was upsetting to real libertarians.
Yeah.
And what they've been doing.
I'm sorry, they got what they deserved on that one.
Yeah, what they've been doing is upsetting. And these party adherents are posting comments and things like that saying, "Well, you shouldn't have, what are you doing bailing out? You shouldn't do this. This is our chance at freedom, and you're ruining it for us. You're hurting us." Somebody said, "I'm hurting their political efforts." Look, I'm not doing anything to you, man. I'm just living my life.
That sounds like your press release was hurting your political efforts.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, "I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious." The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com.
In fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, Free Talk Live. .com. And by the way, those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, get them right there on the front page of the website for free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL knows that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Mike?
Well, who would have thought little old Ian would have the power to totally disrupt the Libertarian Party.
Apparently, I've hurt them by quitting the party, and so has anybody else that's quit the party. And too bad for them, because they caused it.
Well, I think anybody who claims to be hurt by one person didn't have that much power in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, just one. I mean, I never really joined the Libertarian Party, but I thought about it until I voted for Baden Eric in 2004, and there was something going on. I don't remember all the details about him spending money on the road that he shouldn't have, and there were like this group was gonna, you know, dissect itself from the main Libertarian Party. So you had these two little sects, it was just a bunch of infighting, a bunch of games and.
Yeah, it's been on a downslide for the last several years, so I can understand that if you were considering it within the last few years, I can certainly understand why it wouldn't have been worthwhile to join. It's just, it's been a mess for a long time now.
I mean, yeah, I felt like, well, if it's this way now, imagine if they really get into power, how much they're going to be fighting with each other.
Yeah,
you know?
And all the people in the party, you know, at least at the national level, and I can't say all of them are, but it seems like generally, they, you know, they're just dogs looking for power. That's all. They're just people that are willing to sound sort of different from the Republicans and Democrats so they can try to get some votes. And
I can't say for sure, but it seems, well, most of them are, you know, people who left the Republican and Democrat parties.
Well, that
was
true.
You know, at one point in their lives or another, you know.
Well,
all of them, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of them have.
Yeah, well, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, certainly people change and they hear something new that they like. It's
they
just
still got
that
power thing going.
Well,
on,
that's
you
what
know?
Happens. You know, politics attracts people who are interested in seizing power, and the libertarians will tell you that they don't want the power, they just want to cut the size of government, and I'm sure for some of them that's really true.
Yeah.
But you have to ask yourself, as the level of power continues to increase, how many of those libertarians are actually telling the truth? How many of them are the Ron Paul principled kind of guys who, if they actually did get elected, would really kind of stick to principle? I don't know. I don't get the
feeling. There might be a few, but I don't think there are.
Nope.
Yeah, I had a little quick story for you. I'll
sure,
let you go. Has to do with OSHA.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'm a self-employed contractor for various wireless internet companies.
Oh, okay.
We provide service for places out in the boonies who can't get, you know, high speed through cable or DSL.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that soon.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Oh, great, great. Well, I was working on a tower out in a town about 20 miles from where I live, and I was on private property, and a really cool old guy who ran a business doing they monitor people's hearts with a camera, and they send the feed to the doctor's computer, and the hard drive downloads it.
Gotcha.
Multiple patients, and they use our service for to stream it.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, I was working on his tower, and that's about a 70-foot-long driveway, gravel driveway, and there's this white truck sitting across the street. And I'm up on the tower working with my safety belt, but it's not an OSHA-approved safety belt.
Oh, no.
It's one of the older... It's just a belt.
It's a safety belt that works.
Yeah, it's a belt with a lanyard on the front. It's not one of those big, clumsy... You know, slip your arms in, slip your legs in, and the whole, I don't like those things. They're too restrictive.
Gotcha.
So I'm just, you know, up with my belt. I'm tied on. I can't go anywhere. And he's sitting across the street with a set of binoculars. And this guy who owns
loser.
The... Yeah. Well, the guy who owns the company, he was looking at... He brought it to my attention. He goes, what's that guy doing over there? He's up there. He's looking at you, it looks like.
Hmm.
And I had no idea who it was until he drove up on this guy's property, private property... And asked me who I work for.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, well, who are you? He goes, well, I'm with OSHA, Occupational Safety Hazard, blah, blah, blah. My name is this, and this is my, you know, employee number. And I go, well, I don't have to tell you who I am.
I don't talk to strangers.
Yeah, basically, that's what I said in not so nice words.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you have to tell, under federal blah, blah, blah regulations. I go, well, this is private property. And unless this guy... doesn't want me doing work for him, then you have nothing to say. He goes, well, yeah, if your employer, but he didn't know I'm a self-employed contractor.
Right.
So I didn't tell him that, though. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, why don't you just tell me who you are? I go, why don't you tell me who you are? Tell me who your kid's name and your wife's name, you know?
Right.
And I'm giving this guy the third degree, and he's giving it back to me, and he wouldn't give up.
Mm.
He goes, well, you can get a lot of trouble for this. I go, no, I can't. I'm not doing anything wrong. I could do whatever I want. And I finally came out and said, you know, I'm a self-employed contractor. He goes, why didn't you tell me that at the beginning? Because it's not your business.
Because you're a jerk.
Yeah, you're a... Well, I can't say it here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but kind of burned me. It is kind of nice toying
so
with him.
So once you said that you were a self-employed contractor, couldn't he go after you?
No.
Why not?
Because you have to have a certain amount of employees to be listed, to be regulated under OSHA's rules.
Gotcha. I did not know that.
Yep.
But then again, who could possibly know all of OSHA's rules?
Right. It's funny you said that, because as soon as I got home, I went to OSHA's website just to check it out, because I'm not too familiar with them, you know, and you would not believe they have an index of PDF files that you can download,
mm-hmm.
all the different, and they're, you click on A, just A, in the A's alphabetically, there's like 1,000 something different forms. Just in the A's.
Wow.
So, you know, you're dealing with thousands of forms. So, yeah, Mark, like you said, how is anybody supposed to know the rules, even if you were interested in FOM, which I'm not, you know?
They can't possibly know. That's the answer.
No.
I have to say congratulations to you for being so steadfast and determined when you were talking to that guy instead of just bending over and showing him ID and doing the things he wanted you to do.
Right. Well, I wanted to let – that was – it was important for me to do that and then say I'm self-employed, just so he would ask me, well, why didn't you just say so, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that.
Because
I don't have to.
Yeah, I think it's a fine approach. Yeah, I think it's a fine approach. I mean, that way, you know, he gets to show what a jerk he is, and then you can mm-hmm. Trump card him at the very end.
Oh, and I said, well, why don't you have your seatbelt on when you drove up here? If you're all about safety. Well, this is private property.
Oh!
So I was like, well... If it's so it's not about
it's not
safety.
About safety.
It's just
about the rules.
Yeah, it's about the rules.
It's about being obedient. And great call tonight. Thank you, sir. We appreciate
it. All right, take care.
Good luck on those towers and be careful up there. 800-259-9231. That is a dangerous job. The cops like to claim they've got a dangerous job. No. Mm-hmm. Climbing towers is a dangerous job.
Sure is.
You bring up whatever you want. If you don't fall, hopefully you won't get hit by lightning while you're up there. This is your show, and coming up, Mike's Hard Lemonade got a kid in some trouble. We'll find out what that's all about in moments. Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month, kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures, read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
1-800-259-9231. Just a moment ago, I said we were going to talk about a story you had, Mark, in regards to hard lemonade. I presume it's Mike's, but I guess they probably have other hard lemonades out there. And it's one of these adult beverage products. I guess it's a malt. I guess it's a malt beverage, right?
It is.
It's a malt beverage. It's got some alcohol in it. It's like a beer, in case you've never had it, but it tastes like lemonade.
Right.
And I've had one. They're actually pretty good. Apparently, the young man that drank the beer, he probably got in a little bit of trouble, but actually, apparently the guy that really got in trouble with his dad. Right, Mark?
Yes.
What's the story?
From Freep.com, if you watch much television, you've probably heard of a product called Mike's Hard Lemonade. And if you ask Christopher Ratte and his wife how they lost custody of their 7-year-old son,
whoa.
The short version is that nobody in the Ratte family watches much television.
The way
the police and child protection...
Well, that should be illegal. You should have to watch a mandatory minimum of 2 hours per night.
Yep. The way the police and child protection workers figure it, Ratte should have known what the Comerica Park vendor handed over when Ratte ordered a lemonade for his boys 3 Saturdays ago contained alcohol. Ratte's ignorance justified placing young Leo in a foster care until his dad got up to speed on the commercial beverage industry.
Wow.
Even if in hindsight that decision seems a bit idiotic, Ratte is a tenured professor of classical archaeology in the University of Michigan, which means that on a given day he's more
probably
likely
not a
to
dumb.
Yeah, excavating ancient burial sites in Turkey than watching Dancing with the Stars or even the History Channel for that matter.
Probably would score higher on an IQ test than the cops that arrested him.
But it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 47-year-old academic says that he wasn't even aware that alcoholic lemonade existed when he and Leo stopped at a concession stand on the way to their seats in Section 114. I'd never drunk it, never purchased it, never heard of it. said Rate of Ann Arbor, told sheepishly last week. And he certainly not what I expected when I ordered lemonade for my seven-year-old, but it wasn't until the top of the ninth inning that a Comerica Park security guard noticed the bottle in young Leo's hands. You know,
what a douchebag.
That's an alcoholic beverage, the guard asked the professor. You've got to be kidding, Rate replied. He asked for the bottle, but the security guard snatched it before Rate could examine the label. An hour later, Rate was being interviewed by a Detroit police officer at Children's Hospital, where a physician at the Comerica Park Clinic had dispatched Leo by ambulance after a cursory exam. These things have like 4% alcohol in them. The kid could get more alcohol from cough syrup.
He was seven-year-old? Is
yeah.
that right? Yeah. What's the big deal?
It's not that big of a deal.
An exam.
It's crazy. Leo betrayed no symptoms of inebriation. What a surprise. But the physician and police officer from the Comerica substation...
He'd been sipping it all the whole game.
...suggested the ER visit after the boy admitted he was feeling a little nauseated.
Oh, geez.
It's alcohol.
Yeah. Well, I'd be nauseated, too, if someone was harassing me and threatening to separate me from my father. Plus, I think that might nauseate
me. And asking all kind of questions, like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, making him concentrate. I don't know. The Comerica cop estimated that Leo drunk about 12 ounces of the hard lemonade, which
oh,
is
no.
5% alcohol. But an ER resident who drew Leo's blood less than 90 minutes after he and his father were escorted from their seats detected no trace of alcohol.
Mm.
Completely normal appearing, the resident wrote in the report, as he is cleared to go home.
He's got high tolerance.
But it would be 2 days before the state of Michigan allowed Rate's wife, UM architecture professor Claire Zimmerman, to take their son home, and nearly a week before Rate was permitted to move back into his own house.
You can't even come back to your house while you're under investigation?
Crazy. This is crazy.
Yes, it is.
And if you think nothing so ludicrous could happen to your family, maybe you
you're
should
wrong.
Pay a little less attention to who's getting booted from Dancing with the Stars and a little more to how the state agency responsible for protecting Michigan's children is going about its work.
Wow.
Right. I mean, you know, I may have been aware that Mike's Hard Lemonade had alcohol in it, but I wasn't aware that the Michigan Child Protective Services was doing crap like this.
Yeah.
How can anybody be aware of everything?
You can't even give your son a sip of beer? Is that the idea here?
But the idea, yeah, that's the idea, but he wasn't even doing that.
He didn't know he was.
I mean,
yeah.
I can tell you I'm going to give my child alcohol. I was given alcohol when I was a child. Not much. Just
a little
bit.
Take him away. You're
but
admitting it on the air.
I'm
going to
do it.
Do CPS.
A little bit, just so that he understands how to properly imbibe alcohol. The last thing I would want for him on his 21st birthday to go out and then start learning about
Mark,
alcohol.
You're corrupting
from his friends.
The minors. You're corrupting minors.
It's crazy. The sympathetic
contributing to delinquency. Was he charged with anything?
The sympathetic cop who interviewed Rate and his son at the hospital said she was convinced what happened had been an accident, but that her supervisor was insisting that the matter be referred to Child Protective Services.
I've got a job to do. Look, I'm so sorry. We're going to ruin your life here, steal your son from you.
Sorry about this gas chamber, but you're Jewish. You got to go.
Yeah, orders are orders, you know. Sorry.
And Rate thought the two child protection workers who came to take Leo away seemed more annoyed than the police with the police. Than with him.
Well,
this is so unnecessary, one told Rate before driving away with his son.
But she did it anyway,
there
right?
was really nothing any of them could do. They all said
That's
they were just
nonsense.
Adhering to protocol and following orders. That's what the prison
the
guards
problem.
At Auschwitz said.
Yep. That's the biggest problem.
Yep.
And we were talking about the cops last night and how, you know, if they weren't enforcing these bad laws, it wouldn't be such a bad thing.
You know, if one of them would have said, you know what, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
This is wrong, crazy. And I refuse to do it.
Right.
And you people ought to be ashamed of yourselves. As a matter of fact, give me your mom's telephone number. I'm going to call her up right now and tell her what you're doing. If they would have just used a little shame on these disgusting bureaucrats who are just doing their job, if one person would have stood up, this would have fallen apart. This
but then
is
they
awful.
Might have lost their job, Mark. They might have been punished.
Would you give up your job if you had to hurt somebody this much, take their child away from them?
I wouldn't have started that job in the first place.
I would not do my job if it required taking this guy's son away from him for this.
I think I have morals, and I would never put myself in that position. And these people believe, they tell themselves a story about how, well, as long as I'm on duty, I'm just following orders. It's not a problem. And I wouldn't have liked that to happen to my son, but, you know, that's just what I got to do to bring home a paycheck. And
the mortgage, you know.
Yeah, how can you really live that way? I'm so divorced from that reality. I don't understand it. There's like a huge gulf, a divide between where I am and where those people exist, and I really cannot understand that mentality. Can you?
Can you give us some insight? 1-800-259-9231. Have you ever lived with a cop or a bureaucrat like this that you knew for a fact was doing these evil things? And they'd come back, you know, they'd come home and what would they say around the dinner table? What would they tell you about what their day was like? Would they feel remorse when they were talking to you about what they did earlier? Do they feel any responsibility whatsoever? Or is it so totally disconnected for them, too? Is it when they go and they clock in and then they clock out? I don't know if bureaucrats clock in or clock out. I'm sure some do and some don't, salary or whatever. But when they get on the job and when they go off the job, do they change? Does their behavior change? Are they a lot nicer when they're at home and they're not actually on the job? What's it like?
One would hope.
1-800-259-9231. Just following orders. It's the excuse of it's the greatest excuse of tyranny. Oh, and it's for the children, too. Then there's that one, right? So there's all these orders they have to follow in order to supposedly protect the children from their parents that might make decisions that are different from those who decided to write the laws initially in the first place. Look, you can. It's your kid. If you want to teach your kid about pornography at age 5, your business. If you want to have your 6-year-old swig a beer with you, whatever. That's your thing. I don't care. You know, I may disagree with raising my kids that way, but it's none of my damn business, and I wouldn't want you telling me how to raise my kids either. I'm not going to take them to church. You might really think that's important for kids. And there we've got a disagreement. But in the world of freedom, I can be free to disagree with you, and if you don't like it, well, don't come hang around with me. Don't let my lifestyle bug you. 1-800-259-9231. But in this government world that we have, one group is always trying to impose its way on others via the threat of force, and this is what you get. More on the way. You take control. Got some insights on this? This is Free Talk Live. Dial up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand. And I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Load up your cart with all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and free bumper stickers as well. Store.freetalklive.com. So the story is, I don't know where it was from, Mark, but you were telling us about it.
Well, it's from Michigan.
Michigan. And apparently a father who is a college professor by day and someone who doesn't consume television. There are families in America that don't consume television out there. I think it's a pretty sensible thing to do. More time for spending quality time with your kids, playing board games, or even video games are, I think, better quality time than television is.
I think I don't think that there's anything wrong with that box that shows pictures and makes noises.
I don't either. I've got one.
It's the commercial television aspect that bothers me a bit. You know, just that the way people sit there mindlessly
the channel flipping.
You know, it's like they turn the TV on and sit down. Now, if you appointment watch, you really love Scrubs, mm-hmm. or Everybody Loves Raymond, or Lost, or you take your pick. Dancing with the Stars. I don't care what show it is that you watch for what purpose. If you appointment watch, I can get that. But
sure, that makes sense.
Often what bothers me about my viewing habits,
appointment watching is disciplined.
Right. When I sit down, sometimes I'll just sit down and turn the thing
into
on
it.
And and look at it. And then when I don't like what I'm looking at, I change it to something else to look at. And then change it to something else to look at. And I'm not saying I haven't seen some great shows doing that, but
overall, in the wash, it comes out as negative.
Overall, I don't like that. And, you know, there's this whole commercial aspect to television that I don't like, which is sort of consumerish.
Are you anti-consumerist now?
No, I'm just...
man who sells advertising for a living.
Do you need all this crap? All I'm saying is advertising is a way to get the right message to the right person at the right time, right?
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying is make sure it's the right message for you. Mm-hmm. Buy what you need to buy. We have an advertiser, for instance, internobs.com. Probably not the most spontaneous buy out there. If you need faucets, they're a great place to go to. If you need knobs, pulls, that kind of thing, they're great.
Yeah, and if we repeat it enough times, you'll remember it.
Absolutely.
When you're looking for knobs.
And that's good. That's the good kind of advertising. It's this sort of, I must have a Lexus.
Mm.
You know, I can't just drive any old car. I must have a Lexus.
Mm.
And this, you know, I've got a, you know, this sort of name brandy thing that bothers me.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm with you there. I like my generic foods, private label stuff. Store brands. Good stuff. Cheaper. Just as good. 99 times out of 100. Anyway, so let's continue here, Mark. There's a little bit more to the story. Basically, to recap for those just tuning in, 7-year-old son and a father out at a baseball game. Dad buys his son a lemonade. They sit down in the stands. They manage to get through the entire game, up through the 9th inning, before some busybody security guard...
I'm so proud of you that you know how many innings are at a baseball game.
Some wannabe... I've been to a baseball game or 5 or 10 in my life. We had a stadium down in Sarasota. Anyway,
So some busybody wannabe cop security guard decides to nose into their business and demands to know what's in the child's hand. Turns out it's a hard lemonade. And dad says he didn't even know hard lemonade existed.
Right. It says lemonade. What is hard lemonade?
You know, I don't know. It could be marketing. It sounds like marketing to me.
It could be anything.
It's hard. It's awesome. It's badass.
Right.
You know, that doesn't say alcoholic necessarily up front. So the guard snatches away the lemonade from the kid, calls the police into the scene. CPS gets called in. They take the kid to the hospital or the clinic or whatever and have him tested for alcohol. And he actually showed up clean.
Yep.
He'd been sipping on it for the entire game, basically. And then they take the kid away from him. They stole his child from him.
Right. This is a 5% alcohol by volume sort of alcoholic beverage.
Right.
It's not going to get you slammed.
Yeah. And
of course, he's 7, so he's small.
Yeah.
If he drank the whole thing, he'd feel something. He'd probably be ready for a nap.
Big deal. So they stole his child from him. They wouldn't turn him over to his own mother for 2 days. And then they wouldn't let dad come home
for a week.
For an entire week. But there's more to the story.
Child Protective Services is the unit of the Michigan Department of Health and Department of Human Services responsible for interviewing someone when someone suspects a child is being abused, neglected, or endangered. Its powers include the authority to remove children from their homes and transfer them to foster parents who answer only to the state.
Mm.
By law, CPS officials are forbidden to discuss the particulars of any investigation.
Of course. Why should they?
But Mike Patterson, Child and Family Services Director for the Wayne County District that includes Comerica Park, said that, in general, his agency's discretion is limited once police obtain a court order to remove a child from the parental home, usually authorized, as in Leo's case, by a juvenile court referee responding to a police officer's recommendation. What was probably said here was this man was giving his child alcohol. In public or something like that, and not it didn't say how much or what the circumstances were or anything like
sure.
that. Once the court has authorized the child's removal, Patterson told me, we cannot return the child to the parental custody until the court has okayed it. But that doesn't explain why CPS refused. Listen to this. There's another nail in the coffin of these people. Refused to release Leo to the custody of two aunts, one a social worker and one a licensed foster parent.
Wow.
Very qualified women, check this out, who drove all night from New England to take the custody of their nephew. This crap happened. These gals jumped in the car and said, we're going to make sure Leo doesn't go to a foster home. Because sometimes, you know, you never know. Chris Ratte's sisters, Catherine Miller and Felicity Ratte, left Massachusetts at 10:30. The night of the fateful lemonade purchase, after the police officer who'd reluctantly requested a removal order told Ratte the state would likely jump at the chance to place Leo with responsible relatives. But when the two women arrived at the CPS office early Sunday, a caseworker explained that they would not be allowed to see Leo until they had secured a hotel room. The sisters quickly complied. By the time they returned to CPS around 10:30, their nephew had been taken to an undisclosed foster home where he would remain until a preliminary court hearing the following afternoon.
Gee, thanks.
That Monday, April 7th, when Ratte and his wife returned for a meeting with Lucretia Jones, the CPS caseworker assigned to their case, no one in the family had been able to talk to Leo for a day and a half.
Mm. Aw, poor guy.
At a hearing later that day, Jones recommended that Leo remain in foster care, and Jones did. This is Latricia Jones, excuse me.
The bureaucrat.
Right. Remain in foster care until she had completed her investigation. I'm sure she was busy at it.
Oh, yeah.
A process she estimated would take several days. It was only after the assistant attorney general who represented CPS admitted that the state was not interested in pursuing the case aggressively. The juvenile referee, Leslie Graves, I hope you die, Leslie, agreed to release Leo to his mother. Leslie was the referee that said that it was okay to take him in the first place. To release Leo to his mother. Now, you see,
now, if the state had
pressed, you were saying previously, and to some extent I agree, that it's the person initiating the force. It's the officer and the two CPS workers that came and took this child that are ultimately responsible.
Absolutely.
But Leslie is the head of the snake.
She's the enabler for those people. They've given up. They, when they chose to do their jobs, said to themselves, I will follow whatever Leslie tells me to do. Without question.
When the Nazis
even if
were
I
sweeping across Europe and hurting all these people, the some German officers, including Rommel, attempted to assassinate not the men on the ground, which would have been stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to kill Hitler. Okay, they failed.
Yeah.
But if they would have tried to do that, wouldn't that have been a glorious and moral act?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cutting off the head of the snake is the problem, not the tentacles. Snakes don't have tentacles. I'm doing my best here, people.
Right.
You don't go after the tentacles, the little suckers on the end of the tentacles. Mm-hmm. You don't go after those. The sucker is ultimately responsible for grasping the dying fish. But it's the head of the squid. I'm going with squids now.
Yeah, that works.
It's the head. Cut the head off. It's the head is the problem with these things. And it's Leslie Graves, in my opinion, the ultimate responsibility lies with.
Well, is it Leslie Graves or is it the legislators who originally passed the program in the first place? I mean, how many heads can you cut off?
I understand where you're coming from, and I have a problem with the legislators. In this particular case, you know, they were likely trying to set up a system that protects children. Leslie didn't investigate, just used the power of her office. I'm assuming it's a Leslie as a she. There's certainly mm-hmm. been male Leslies in the past. Just used the power of her office, and she didn't bother even investigating. I don't know how bad. I don't know what happened to this child in this foster home, but something terrible could have happened.
It sure could have. But look, even if it wasn't, even if the experience in the foster home was just wonderful and, you know, everything was perfect there, that still is an excuse stealing a child from their parents. And I wonder what it's like. And no one ever asks the 7-year-old, and probably he's had enough trouble, so why bother dredging up those memories? But I would love to hear from somebody who went through something like this, whether they're young now or they're much older. Were you stolen from your parents by the government when you were younger? Were you stolen and taken to some scary government facility and then to some weird people you didn't really know very well and put into their custody for a certain period of time? If so, what was that whole thing like for you? Because I can't imagine what that must be like to be 7 years old and to all of a sudden be stolen away from your parents by the people you were told were supposed to be able to help you, the cops. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Of the three...